And some interesting things happening with universities at the moment, with some reforms potentially on the way happening, and we'll see if we can get students' perspective with Sophie Johnson from the National Union of Students. She's the president there. Good morning, Sophie. Let's start right away with some of your concerns for students with some potential changes happening.
So the government's proposed to increase university fees by thousands and thousands of dollars while cutting billions of dollars in funding. So we'll be paying much more for a far worse quality education system. But it goes a lot deeper than that. Today, for young people, we're facing an incredibly uncertain job market where underemployment is getting significantly worse. Wages haven't grown in about two decades, and we're facing a housing and rental crisis. So the situation for Australia's young people is quite terrifying. And these budget cuts only make it a bad situation worse.
Sophie, it doesn't look really good, does it, when we know that you could come out of university and potentially not actually find a job to go to, but then have a massive bill, more so than students have at the moment?
Absolutely. And it's baffling to think that in a time where, we have a government saying that we have a budget crisis, that they would cut the single biggest investment to Australia's economy, Australian jobs, and to ensuring a socially responsible nation. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Sophie, how do you see a way around this? What would you, from a student's perspective, like to see the government do to see a way clear that people aren't paying thousands and thousands more?
Yeah, well, for the last few years, governments have been chopping away at HECS with no real reform for higher education going into the 21st century. So we see this budget as just another nail in the coffin, going in the wrong direction. What we need is a government, whatever government that is, to come in and seriously look at reforming how we finance higher education in Australia. The whole system in its current form just isn't working with Australia's graduates in the way that we actually access higher education. Today's young people, we could be accessing higher education two, three or four times throughout our lifetime. The idea that education is, you get a degree and it sets you up for a lifetime career is completely outdated, and we need a system that reflects this new generation.
That in itself is a bit scary. You go to the point of paying for a degree and then know that you may have to pay for another one or two or three down the road. Thank you for that, Sophie. We really need people to be certain, if they're going to do a university degree, that they will be confident they're getting some job security at the other end. It looks like that may not only not be the case, but the cost of those degrees is just going through the roof. Sophie Johnson joining us there from the National Union of Students. He's the president about higher education reform this morning on 2NURFM.